him, Jesse said, but I'm sure he can. Jesse removed her shin guards and changed from her cleats to her sneakers. She was walking home when she saw Kayla, by herself, sitting on a bench by the playground, tying her shoelaces. Jesse approached her. With a friendly smile, she said, "Hello." Kayla glanced at Jesse. "Hello," she responded. Her eyebrows went into a high arch, and there was a surprised lilt to her voice. Obviously, she wasn't used to people being friendly to her. Jesse decided it was best just to come right out and say what nobody wanted to say.
"I saw that letter in the paper. I thought it was terrible and very unfair."
Kayla grimaced. It was almost as if a dark cloud passed over her face. Instantly, Jesse regretted her words. She should have realized the whole subject would be painful for Kayla. She hadn't intended to cause Kayla more pain. She just wanted to be friendly.
"Thanks,"
Kayla said. She stood up and picked up her soccer bag.
"I think I'll go now."
Just before leaving, Kayla said,
"Thanks for nominating me, and congratulations on being elected team captain." "It should have been you," Jesse said.
Kayla gave a sad, wistful smile, then waved and walked away. At the dinner table that evening, Jesse told Henry that the coach wanted to know if he'd help coach her team.
"Of course," said Henry. "Helping Mia will be fun."
"Did anything interesting happen at your practice?"
Benny asked.
"Well, the team elected me captain," Jesse said.
"Congratulations," Grandfather said. "That's an honor. It means your teammates respect you and look to you as a leader."
"I think Kayla should have been captain," Jesse said.
"The captain isn't always the best player," Henry said. "The captain is the best team player."